Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. So we have these devices, right? You have Siri.
You have Alexa.
Alexa.
Google.
Google Assist.
And who else would else are going to come
right.
up with?
And of course, you say, I would never use something like that. You're like, did hey, you know Siri. When you look at your phone and it tells you the weather? That's Watson. That's a computer. Artificial intelligence is giving you the weather now. Pretty accurately. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, your phone that you're carrying around with you. And so you think about how is it helping you, and it's helping you spell check or different things that are going on like that.
Setting appointments for you.
I mean, you think about it. You know, we got to not forego our authentic relationships with each other and use it as a tool. Have it submit to us and us not submit to it. It's another question. If you haven't yet, you know, as part of our community, signed up for the value-based vision management webinar and the encounter school for you that's sitting in there. It's called value-based vision management. It takes you on this journey because you got to find out how do you manage all this stuff, because so many great things are happening, but you might find yourself submitting to them and it's kind of leading you and you're kind of sitting
this
back.
This is a highly, highly valuable course,
yes,
training.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it. You really want to get it. You will capture your destiny. Really.
It's us to you. Believe me, we walk the journey and we know that we need this. Well, so you talk to your phone, right? And you ask it questions sometimes if you have a phone or a computer. And you say, you know, for Google, it's like, hey, Google, right?
Yeah.
Or hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri.
Well, it's not behaving today.
And it's talking right now.
Yeah.
And it's saying, yes, handsome. Anyway, so, just joking. He thought it was Pat. And it answers questions. And so, and it has all this data that's gathered up. And it's basically, it's not really human intelligence, even though people are saying that. It's just information that is gathered from being able to ask the question. And from your Google searches that people are doing, putting it in there. So the big question is this. This one lady, she wanted to find out what, you know, Google. Hey, Google, who is Jesus? As a matter of fact, right now I can make your phone go off. Hey, Google. Or, was it Siri? What was Siri's?
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. And I bet they went off all around the world. But listen to this. So she asked the question, who is Allah? Who is Buddha? And who is Jesus? And who is Jesus Christ? And listen to how distinctly the corporation known as Google, who designed the product, what they did it to Jesus. We'll let her tell you, and she's going to just ask, and you're going to see what takes place. And she's got a little checkoff box,
mm-hmm.
and she puts a question mark by the ones that it doesn't answer. Let's go there now.
Oh, I'm testing out Google. Hey, Google, who is Allah?
According to Wikipedia, in Islamic theology, God is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator, sustainer, ordainer, and judge of everything in existence.
Hey Google, who is Buddha?
According to Wikipedia, Gautama Buddha, also known as Siddhartha Gautama, Shakyamuni Buddha, or simply the Buddha, after the title of Buddha, was an ascetic and sage on whose teachings Buddhism was founded.
Okay. Hey Google, who is Jesus Christ?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Okay. Hey Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
Alrighty, well, let's try this. Hey Google, who is New Age?
According to Wikipedia, New Age is a term applied to a range of spiritual or religious beliefs and practices that developed in Western nations during the 1970s.
Okay, let's try it. Hey Google, who is Brahman?
On the website bbc.co.uk, they say, Hindus believe that there is one true God, the Supreme Spirit, called Brahman. Brahman has many forms, pervades the whole universe, and is symbolized by the sacred syllable Om. Most Hindus believe that Brahman is present in every person as the eternal spirit or soul, called the Atman.
Let me try this again. Hey Google, who is Jesus Christ?
My apologies. I don't understand.
Hey Google, who is Jesus?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Probably need to call the programmers. Okay, that was interesting. What are your thoughts?
Who is Jesus Christ? I mean, wow. Think about it. And every time you notice, it's searching the database of Wikipedia, mostly saying, according to Wikipedia. So obviously, Wikipedia didn't have anything in there about Jesus.
No, right? Nothing, right?
Well, let's see what Wikipedia has about Jesus. Look at that. It has information about Jesus.
Goodness.
So it could have said, according to Wikipedia, and it could have talked
about
Jesus. It could
have. It could have.
So what should it have said?
Well, according to Wikipedia. I mean, we know who Jesus is, but according to Wikipedia, if they would have followed their model, she would have responded, or the Google would have responded, Jesus, also referred to as Jesus of Nazareth.
You're reading out of Wikipedia.
I'm reading out of Wikipedia. And Jesus Christ was a Jewish preacher and religious leader. Mm. He is the central figure of Christianity.
Check.
All right, check. Wait a minute. He is the central figure of Christianity.
Most Christians
believe him to be the incarnation of God.
That's huge.
So huge.
That's the incarnation. It's awesome. Okay.
The incarnation of God, the Son and... The Son, and awaited Messiah,
Christ,
prophesied in the Old Testament. Virtually all modern scholars of antiquity agree that Jesus existed historically.
In history. Yeah.
Jesus was a Galilean, a Jew who was baptized by John the Baptist and subsequently began his own ministry, preaching his message orally and often being referred to as rabbi. Mm-hmm. Jesus was debated with fellow Jews on how to best follow God. Mm. He engaged in healings, taught in parables, and gathered followers. He was arrested and tried by the Jewish authorities and turned over to the Roman government and was subsequently crucified on the order of Pontius Pilate, the Roman prefect. After his death, his followers believed he rose from the dead, and the community they formed eventually became the Christian church.
So obviously, according to Wikipedia, they actually intentionally stopped and blocked who Jesus was. This is to be so excited. Don't be offended. This means he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Jesus is the real, they're scared of the real deal. Jesus is real. He's the, you know, it's amazing.
They're terrified.
That's what separates of false gods from God. God sent his Son to represent himself. He is the image of the invisible God. When you saw him express who he was expressing the heart of God himself. And what Google's doing, they literally have put a line and blocked something off. It's very important what they did, because what he claims to be true, it's the real deal. And when you look at the scripture right here, it's John chapter 14. What Google has actually done with their corporate decision is block the way for all of their customers who use their product. You can put up John,
which is the whole world.
Yeah, he's blocking the way to eternal life.
42:18.
Yeah, 42:18. I want you to see this. And so Google is blocking the knowledge of the Son of God. He is the way. Look at this is what Jesus proclaimed, and it's true. Jesus told us very clearly, I am the way and the truth and
the life.
No one comes to the Father who is God except through me. That's John 14:6. So Google made some sort of corporate decision, and we encourage you to change your decision. But get excited, because they told
the secret.
They understood that this name separates, it divides country, it brings division. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace but a sword. When you speak the truth, it divides false gods from real God. It just separates and sets apart and says, you know what? If you want to know God, if you want to know the truth, you want to know the way, you want to know the life, if you want to come to God, there's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And by them actually taking it down, because they know, because they're worldwide, so they're going to lose a customer base if they start putting Jesus out there for who he is. It's like, hey, if you don't believe it, why are you scared?
Exactly.
You know why? You're scared because it's real. But let me tell you something. Jesus loves you. He's got a plan for your life. In our future program next week, you're going to be really blessed as you find somebody. She was a radical jihadist terrorist Islamic follower, and she just hated everybody who wasn't Muslim. And she loved to see people hurt and killed and even decapitated. But guess what? She found Jesus. She found the love of God, and you're going to find out about that. It's just so powerful. And if that's you, let me tell you something. He loves you. That's the difference in everything that you've been hearing. He loves you. We want to hear about the love. Listen, you know, we love how you're talking to us all the time in our community and tribe. But listen, this is all about love, not about religion. It's not about what scripture you know, but at this particular, when you're commenting below and you're calling, you're emailing, just, Lord, how can I love everybody? They're going to see my post. They're going to see what I write. They're going to see what I email in. And I want to make sure when they see it, they know about the love of God. That's pretty powerful. So let us know.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.